Welcome to IndieFlix Podcast. We broadcast free through Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Number one, it's free. There are so many tools available to record and edit right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with each listener. It's everything you need in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your next podcast.
Welcome to the IndieFlix Podcast. This is Alan.
And this is Kels.
And this week 27.
Are we on 27 already?
27.
Oh,
I was looking at
pretty
that.
Pretty soon we're going to have to do another Flixie.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That is so freaking cool. We're moving right along, gaining listeners from around the world, which is always awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast.
Yes.
This week we are doing the indie film 2015, Occupant.
Occupant.
And stars was
Occupants.
It? Occupants. That's why you said that. Sorry. My bad. Occupants, plural, means multiple, more than one.
Yes.
And yes, indeed it is. It stars Brianna White,
Michael Pugliese.
Pugliese.
And the reason I pronounce it this way, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, is there's a Dr. Pugliese, and it's spelled the same way.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, Dr. Pugliese and Michael, if we're pronouncing it wrong, we apologize.
And Robert Picardo.
Yes.
Which he was a big star.
Yes. From Star Trek.
Yes.
That was really dope.
Oh my God, he's in Star Trek.
And so, again, we watch a lot of these films from film festivals. So, let me tell you how I came across this movie. It's really short, but I got to tell you this. So, when we was at the Fright Night Film Festival. And, of course, they were showing a couple of my films. That was one of the reasons why I was there. Plus, it was the same film festival that Tory Jones did his premiere for The Wicked One, which
okay.
we did a couple
right. yep.
episodes yep. back. So, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we going around trying to watch some because it was later on that night, but we was trying to find some stuff to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a lot of short films, but we didn't watch a feature film. So, this guy and this girl was going around promoting their film, and I can't think of the name of the film, and it was like, oh, you guys like gore and political type movies. And I was like, yeah, yes, kind of, not really, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, have you seen The Purge? Yeah. Okay, it's kind of along the line of The Purge. Okay, I like the first Purge. You know, all the other ones sucked ass, but I like the first one. And so, we went to go watch his movie. He was, and they're promoting it. It was really cool. They had little cards and everything going around and actually talking to people. So we go in there and we're watching it. Absolutely garbage. From the giddy up, it was just basically porn.
Okay.
And it turned me off because there was no story. But we walked out of there like 30 minutes into it. We walked out of there and was like, well, what are we going to watch? I don't know. We walked past this one room. It was like two people in there. And Occupants was one of the movie that was showing there. It was the only feature film that was showing in there. So we went in there and we got it probably almost to the end. It was probably like at least 45 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so pissed off because it was like, we wasted our time with that bullshit.
Yeah.
And we could have been watching this.
Yeah.
This movie was really dope. And at the time, it actually wasn't out. One day we were just at Disc Replay. If you haven't heard, I know have heard Disc Replay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place here in Indianapolis that sells refurbished games and used movies and video games, but it's Disc Replay, and it was sitting there. Had to get it.
Right.
I personally love this movie.
Well, it was hard for me going from one parallel universe movie to another parallel
universe movie. Yeah,
it was done very differently.
Very different.
And I'm not saying that it was bad. Mm-hmm. It was just like, you know, maybe I was comparing it too much to Coherence.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I liked it.
Right.
My only beef was Annie's character was just way too chipper.
And
if I'm recording stuff in my house and I see another me that's not me, I'm gonna kind of freak out a little.
Right.
But she was all like, hey, come here, look at this. And I'm like, why are you so excited? That's scary shit.
Right, right. Cause see, that's the crazy thing is, cause I'm on both sides of the fence. Yeah. I'm with Annie and with Neil, because at first I'm like, no, we need to leave this alone.
Right.
Get rid of the cameras and move on. But at the same time, my curiosity, my morbid side is like, let's go poke the bear a little bit.
No, and you know what? After my initial shock. I will have a shock.
Like, oh, absolutely.
What the hell is this footage? This is not
who, like how Neil was.
Right. Mm-hmm. After that, yes. I want to see more.
But
I just felt like she was just too just positive about it. It was just
one
like...
thing that she was a little too positive about was eating that damn food.
Oh, right.
When they, so it started off as they were doing a diet cleanse study.
Yes.
And doing that, somebody had mentioned your mind goes in a different direction, or it does. Your mind does something.
Yes. Which I thought the storyline was great. I think that speaking about that so early in the movie
was
premature.
Because
then it just sets the tone of this is
what's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree with that. You could have done that later on once.
It needed to be more subtle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think even showing all the other people's opinion about the parallel universe, that could have waited as well.
Right.
But overall, I absolutely love the movie.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just nitpicking again because.
Oh, of course, we got a nitpick.
I went from coherence to occupant.
You got a nitpick. But one thing that I just really. Annie's character, like you said, it she kind of made me mad because she was too chippery. She was too interested from right off the bat trying to do something about the situation. Kales, tell them the synopsis of the story.
A filmmaker or a documentarian named Annie has... I'm sorry. It's in red lettering, and I thought it said raped.
Well, no. Not this one.
No, this is not that kind of movie. So a documentarian named Annie has roped her husband into a project that involves setting up cameras throughout their house. Complications arise when the camera starts showing that same couple in an alternate universe.
And this was one of the things that we both agree on, that we both love alternate universe type films and everything. Obviously, the bar was set really high with Coherence.
Right.
But then, you know, coming on, I just like this film all for the, like you just said, the shock factor.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on?
The thing that scared me was when she started coming out.
Yes.
When she walked into the kitchen with that frying pan.
Even though I've seen this movie several times.
I caught a jump. There was a jump scare there. There's a jump scare there.
Yes, I've seen this movie several times, and I don't know why. I'm sitting there watching like I've never seen it before,
right.
And I'm enjoying it. And then that part really made me like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know, even though I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of those things. It was done well.
Yeah.
Because you definitely wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Annie, like you read on there, she's a documentary filmmaker. So let me ask you this before we go too far into it. Have you ever, I know because you're an actress, you eat differently, you still work out and things like that. Have you ever done any crazy diets?
Yeah. And, I want to get back on the one that was working. I'm hesitating because I lost 22 pounds.
Woo!
And then COVID hit, and then, you know, I get depressed because I'm a social person, and being at home for 3 months straight,
sucked.
I just started day drinking.
Mm-hmm,
and then I just started saying, well, what the hell, I'm just going to have pizza.
I got to have pizza to go with the beer.
And then I missed it so much that it's hard to go back. I'm going, oh, God, that means no more bread, no more cheese, you know?
Two best things. You can do so many things
ever.
With bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese is like gold. But
it's gold.
It was, I won't tell you the name of it because I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to be a spokesperson for it, but. It was basically like controlled starvation, and that seems like a weird term,
right?
But you would eat little 100 calorie fuelings 5 times a day.
Nice.
And so
okay.
your fuelings would be 2 to 3 hours apart, and then your dinner would be a lean and green meal. So you had to have a lean meat and a green, and it sustained you through the day. But I called it controlled starvation because. You're not starving yourself all day. It's just every 2 to 3 hours.
about hour two, you're like, oh, I'm dying. And then you eat a bar or drink a shake or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're good for another 2 or 3 hours. And it really, it kept, I guess, your metabolism just kind of working.
Right.
And it puts you in fat burning mode after 3 days of doing that.
Yep, yep. Because they say your body starts to starve, but when it's starved, it starts to eat the fat that's...
Right. Yeah, because first, if you're starving yourself and you keep starving yourself, it's going to store it because your body
is in survival mode.
Survival mode, mm-hmm. Right. But when you just eat these little things every 2 to 3 hours, you're burning it.
Gotcha.
And it's also like plant-based, a lot of plant-based food.
Which is really good.
Which your body needs and uses.
Right.
So you don't have that junk in, junk out.
And then it's a natural thing. It's not all that processed stuff and everything else.
Exactly. So it did work.
Mm-hmm.
I just missed pizza and pasta.
It's going to make you poop a lot because of the greens.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, you didn't go to the bathroom a lot.
Okay.
And it was because your body was using almost everything that you're putting into
Word.
It.
Yeah, I have never done any crazy diets mm-hmm. or anything like that. I just worked out and just shortened my portions, I guess.
Yes,
you know?
Portion control is key.
Portion control, yeah.
And processed food is key. I'm telling you,
man.
You could eat 3 cans of Chef Boyardee a day, which is only like, I don't know, 500 to 600 calories,
mm-hmm.
but it's still
processed.
Horrible and it's, for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still horrible for
you. I mean, just like, right, exactly, and that's a very good point. You can eat, you know, several donuts, even though the calories may be low,
right.
It's definitely not good for you.
No,
you
not
know,
at all.
It's like, you know, fat people think, what did the guy say on the commercial? Oh, man, I forgot. Just because it's cheese on, just because it's, yeah, cheese on something, just because it's healthy, whatever it was, but anyway. So the shit started hitting the fan when they start putting up the cameras.
Yeah.
And you start to see, you know something's about to happen because the cameras, the footage started to glitch.
Yeah.
You know, and because of the glitching and everything else, it's like, oh yeah, you can see something coming along. They were, obviously it's another universe of them, they were a complete 180.
Yeah.
Of each other.
And honestly, the alternate Annie, I liked more until she, like, you know, went off the deep end.
Went on, yeah.
But
she had
reason. But she was, you know,
more business minded.
Not that I don't like chipper people.
Right.
Even though sometimes I'm like, okay, you're too
like,
damn happy.
Bring
okay.
it down. And
bring it down, yeah. Dial it back a little. But she was just more real to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm a businesswoman. I'm sitting here watching TV, eating my food, looking at my phone. That's what people do.
Exactly. Yeah, and I totally agree with that because mm-hmm. the job I used to have, I'm not going to say the job or her name because I still love that person, but the job I used to have, I had to be there like at 6 o'clock in the morning. So
mm-hmm.
that means I had to get up at 4 to get ready, get her to work, and get myself to work and everything else. And I come in and the boss is in, oh, hi, good morning. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Bring that down.
Yeah,
it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wait till at least 9.
Wait till 9 and then we can check.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
nothing. And she asked a whole bunch of questions. How was your day? How was your weekend? This is like, dude, come on,
yeah.
man. I haven't even woke up yet. My mind is still foggy.
I get you. So, I've never been a morning person.
Yeah.
For the last 20 years, I've been getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And it's still
and
not.
I hate it.
If
like,
I can have a job to get there at 10 o'clock, I'm good.
Just like Indiana. Or even the Midwest in general. I've been here my whole life. And every winter, I'm pissed off. I have snow rage every year.
Every year. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going
to
happen.
I'm not used to it. I don't like it. I will never like it.
Never like it. There's no way on God's green earth. No, I absolutely. So like I was saying about the differences. I mean, even subtle as. But did you notice that even in the other world, the pictures was different.
Yep.
The pictures was different. The hair was different. He was clean shaven, different clothing.
Yeah.
They were always in dark clothes. And the this realm, them were in lighter, brighter colors.
It's like one of those like allergy medication commercials. You know?
When they switch the screen.
Yeah, until you take the pill, everything's gloomy and dark. And then boom, all of a sudden it's bright and sunny.
That's
we're
funny.
On to you, advertising people. We're
on
to
you. And yeah, so they seemed like they were in a loveless marriage and everything just was, if you look at it though, that's kind of us. We get into those modes sometimes where we're zombies.
We get into a rut.
You know, where
into
we just
routine.
Wake up, Mm-hmm. Get ready for work, go to work, come home, how was your day? And that's why people say, you know, you have those date nights and stuff like that, which you have a date night, well, not date night, but a date night with your son.
Right.
Because of your busy schedule and things like that. So you have specific days that you share with your children. And I absolutely love that. How did you guys come across that or come up with that?
Well, because my schedule is so busy, I remember, like, when I was a single mom, I worked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I worked all the time to support us so that we could, you know, live in a nice neighborhood and go and take Devin to a nice school.
Exactly.
And I could see my son growing up in front of my eyes, and I was missing a lot of it. So I made a vow. I'm like, all right, if I am off on Wednesdays, Wednesdays is our day. We're going to do something together on Wednesdays. And then when I got married, I had to kind of do that with my husband.
With the husband, exactly.
We were having date nights. It was like, you know, every Thursday we're going to go and do something. We're going to have dinner and go play pool. Or we're going to go have dinner and go see a movie. And it's important.
Yes.
It's really important because we've gotten out of that habit lately since I started Party Play Indie. Because I
work, Party Play Indie.
I work more now than I've ever worked.
Right.
And I used to work hard. Right. Now I'm working like stupid. And we've gotten out of it. And you can tell the difference between the dynamic in our relationship when we stop having those you know, special times. The quality time.
Yeah. And we have to make those times because you can see in like in this film, Russ, did you put that in the film on purpose so we can see that can accidentally happen?
Yeah.
You know, especially when we schedule just so much going on in our lives, we turn into robots or zombies that even when we do those scheduled date nights and things like that, it just feels like we're going through the most because we did that. Friday night was our scheduled date night. Mm-hmm. We either go to the movies or rent a movie and stuff like that. And then we eat some food and we watch that, you know?
Right.
And then that would, but at the same time, we're still handling work while, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know what? We're just going to do it random. We're just going to do it random. But we're still going to have one. If we realized it's the fifth day of the week and we hadn't done it, then we, okay, tomorrow's going to be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then later on in the film, as it's going on, that's when you notice, and surprised me when I watched this at the film festival, Dr. Alan Peterson comes on the screen.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, I'm like, hey, that's my guy from Star Trek.
I know, and he's been in so many other things, too, because...
He was in The Howling.
Yeah.
He was the coach or gym teacher or something in Wonder Years.
Yes! Oh my God! That, you
Wonder Years
that?
Was yes. Oh, my God. Wonder Years was like the show.
He was in China Beach.
China. Oh my goodness! I can't remember. Oh, I can't believe you know China Beach.
Yeah, China Beach. Yeah.
China Beach. I think that came on Sundays because was it Sundays or did it come on? I just remember. So
lovely.
I was telling my wife. So
it's been a while.
My dad and I used to skip church so we can watch Star Trek. He will watch MASH. I didn't like MASH, but
my mom and dad loved MASH.
I couldn't stand MASH, but we would stay there and watch Star Trek, and I think China Beach came on too. But yeah, that's really cool when you can get big name people like you know Robert Picardo to be in your independent film.
Yeah,
I mean he was in it three times, like had three scenes.
And you know what? And it was very smart of Russ to have it as a video conference because he could have videoed that in one day and said, "You know, I'll pay $1,000 if you just do these little things," and boom, you've got a star in your damn movie.
Just like you did with the Tom Arnold.
Yes, exactly.
That was really dope.
Yes.
And I think that's a really good idea, especially you know, pay him like $1,000, $2,000 to do. I mean, because look at Ari Lyman. He does cameos in films all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people throw him in their movies. I mean, it's the first Jason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he uses it. And he uses it, which is nothing wrong with it at all because you're known. I mean, he's been in other films as different characters, not as Ari Lyman, but Lehman. Is it Lehman or Lyman? Anyway. When you kind of seen this happen when they were sitting there when they came back from the dinner party, the other world them. And they started making out and everything else. Yeah. And they sitting there watching it like it's a movie.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know.
Here's the thing, though. It would be weird for me to see my alternate person having sex with my alternate husband. But I'm watching it. I'm going to watch it.
And you don't feel like it's you. Because like he was saying, he was like, let's watch it. You know, that's...
Yeah.
And it's like... I will feel kind of awkward because... That's me, but it's not me. So yeah. I don't know if I would want to watch, but I know it's like a car accident. I can't not watch.
I gotta watch it.
But I gotta see what happens.
Yeah.
I gotta see how this turned out. Damn, do I really look like that?
Or hey,
I never did that.
Your other person liked it, so maybe you might.
Annie liked it because she initiated the thing. You know what I mean? They got up and I was like, when she came in and she talking about she was pregnant, I was like, oh, snap. Because they have been trying for a long time to get pregnant. I guess I'm assuming both of them.
No, because he said we agreed.
The current them said it wasn't the right time. So the alternate universe, Annie and Neil, they said they've been trying and been... And
I'm going to assume he made her miscarriage every time.
Every single time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... To me, this is... Now, I don't know how you feel about it, and I'm asking you this. To me, right when they saw him poison her, I would have been done. Right. I don't want to see no more.
Yep.
Would you have cut it off there?
Yeah, I would not have tried to communicate with her.
Definitely not.
Because it's not my reality.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I am done watching that.
I'm done watching
unfold.
It. I don't want to be a witness. Because, like... So when I first got into film, my first love and original love is photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to work for National Geographic. And every time I sit and watch them and they say, you're here to observe, not to interact. So a lot of those, like I'd be watching the wild animals, Animal Kingdom and stuff like that.
Right.
Where people doing safari and they got their videos.
Climbing on their face.
Yeah. Oh my God. I seen one where the lions come over there and climb into the thing. No, hell no. But... you'll see, like, when they take them on a safari and they jumping on the gazelle and lions, you know, they take them down. You hear somebody, oh, no.
I know.
I
wouldn't be able to.
But
I wouldn't be able to watch that.
It's nature.
I know
So that's something that's why I say you can't interact. So that's when I would be like, I would want to help the other Annie because this could have killed her.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to be done because I don't want to interfere because I don't know what would happen. Because that means that means she knows somebody's watching. So she's going to start investigating like she did.
Yeah.
And what happens, I don't want them to happen to us.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, this is Johnny.
And this is Mandy.
From Brother Brother Beercast.
That's right. We are your premier podcast in arts and entertainment. So whether you want to hear about the arts and entertainment in Indianapolis or you want to be a part of the show, check us out at brotherbrotherbeercast.com.
You're listening to Indie Flicks with Kells and Wheels.
We're talking about the 2015 film Occupants. Occupants. This film has won 128 awards.
Wow,
that is really awesome. It was just so many to go through. I was like, okay, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, congratulations.
Multi award winning.
128. And like I said, I saw it at the Fright Night Film Festival. I absolutely loved it. It was fun. I love these type of movies, time travels. Alternate universe type movie, sci-fi. Would you put this as sci-fi or horror?
I would probably put it more as a horror because of what transpires through it.
Right.
You could even call it maybe a paranormal film, but I don't know if I would call it sci-fi.
Yeah, because it wasn't enough science into it other than just the parallel.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I mean,
world. It
was a stretch with the diet.
And then what was fun, absolutely hilarious, they just said, screw the diet. This is more interesting.
Right.
She brought the she brought the little peppers in there. He was like, oh, man. And she gave him the chips. And they was like, they were happy as a lark then. I swear, man. So I drink tons of water.
Yeah.
My go-to drink is water.
Yeah.
And every now and again, I will get a juice or something, and oh, my taste buds be like, yay! Mm-hmm. Woo, we got flavor!
Well, and here's the thing. When I used to drink regular soda, like Pepsi and Mountain Dew were my drinks. And I started getting kidney infections, like, mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stopped drinking Mountain Dew altogether, but I was still drinking Pepsi.
Right.
And then I switched to diet. If you gave me a regular Pepsi right now, I would throw up.
Right.
Because it's like sugar water now.
Yep.
I can't do it.
Yep.
And I'm hoping to finally get off of the diet soda and just stay with my water.
Right. I absolutely love water.
I do too.
Oh, man. Especially Voss water. Anybody listening, Alan loves Voss water.
Listen to you now, spokesperson.
I am a spokesperson for Voss water. One quick question, though. So when you became pregnant with Devin.
Yeah.
And now I noticed in this movie that one was not happy and the other one was. But then it still kind of felt like mixed feelings on how, like, the current Neil, it was kind of mixed how he felt. But the other one was just like, oh, shit. You know, you could tell he was.
Yeah.
So how did Devin's dad handle
the alternate Neil? Basically.
Really?
Like literally, him and his brother, we were retiling our bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew something, because I had been pregnant before. I lost my first one.
Mm.
But at that time, I was like, something ain't right. I hadn't even missed a period, and I knew that I was pregnant.
Right.
So I went and got a test, and came out positive, like, immediately. And I walked into the kitchen, and I go, hey, I'm pregnant. And my husband just looks up at me without a word. And his brother finally goes, well, go hug her, man. Like, he
was
speechless. And I get it.
Ex-husband.
My ex-husband was not good at showing any kind of emotion.
Right.
Or even being a tender guy. but I understand that he was more like, we just lost one. And it was devastating to both of us. So I think he was more nervous, like, I don't want that to happen again.
Kind of reserved.
But as soon as the day that we went to hear the heartbeat and we heard the heartbeat, his whole mood changed. Okay. He was happy.
That's
he was
good.
Excited. And then when I had my ultrasound, he's like, let's not find out what it is. Let's be surprised.
I'm with that.
No. Okay. As soon as the doctor, I mean, the minute the doctor said, do you want to know the sex? He's like, yes. And I go, but you said you wanted to wait. He's like, no, I want to know. As long as it has a wiener, I'll be happy.
Just show me a wiener, doc.
I know. And the doctor's like, it's a boy. And I mean, he like got up and like roaring applause. He was so happy.
So you did mention that they didn't try, the current Annie and Neil didn't try and everything else. So... like we mentioned before, so you do believe that he was doing this the whole time?
I do believe it. And I think that she wanted the child. He was more working.
Right.
Like living to work.
Right. Yeah,
not not wanting to build that family because he was, you know, career-oriented more than family-oriented.
Because he was... an accountant, she said. I believe they said he was an accountant. She was like a lawyer.
Yes.
Yeah, and she said she believed in entertainment lawyer. And see, and that's another thing, too, when it comes to parallel universes. You know, we turned right when the other parallel universe, us, turned left. Like, me growing up, I wanted to be a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
This is stupid, but I wanted to create Transformers.
like real ones?
Yes. I was a huge Transformers fan, so I was like, Mama, I'm going to be a scientist because I want to create Transformers. Then that
you sound like my son. I'm going to invent a flying motorcycle when he was like 5.
Well, hey, time is getting there, so he's old enough to start thinking about it.
Okay.
But at the same time, that's when I started getting interested in the cosmos, the solar system, and things like that. So I was like, okay, Ma, I want to be a an astronaut because I want to be in space. I want to... I swear, my sister, I asked on Facebook, anybody have, what money was an object, what career would you be in? I was like, I want to be an astronaut. I still want to. If I ever had the opportunity to go to space, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, getting in line with William Shatner, he just
went. Yeah. I swear, man, and if something happens, then it is what it is.
Right.
You know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Remember when they used to have Space Camp?
I wanted
did you ever know that?
No, we couldn't afford it.
Exactly. Man, I wanted to go to Space
Camp. Wanted to go so bad. Yeah. Wanted to go so bad. Whatever they did there, I'd have no clue. I just wanted to go because it said the word space and you had the stars and stuff on the shirt, you know. But even now, when we were talking about Coherence last week, you know, all the things that's going on now, like at the end of the month on October 30th, Andromeda is going to be clearing the sky. I told my wife, I'm going to go drive some Lyft. I'm going to sell some drugs. I'm going to do something. I'm going to buy me one of those big, expensive telescopes and go out there into the country so I can look. I'm going to be out there for the... Autumn, I'm taking that day off so I can be out there and look at the stars.
There you go.
So, Kales, tell everybody how you feel about the movie overall.
Overall, I think it was a great movie. Like I said, a good concept. A few things, like I said, I would have changed not to introduce the whole different dimensions with the diet so early in the movie.
Yeah.
Because that kind of just, it just prepares you for what's coming. And I like to be a little like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, snap. You know, I want to be a little surprised. I wasn't at all. Okay. But it still was a cool concept.
And all the other people that had the same stuff going on.
Right. And it was a smart movie. Coming from, you know, what we do here, watching it as, you know, our reasons to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was smart. It had two people.
Even one location.
You had four characters, you had two people, one location, and then the guy on the screen. And then you had your extras, which could have possibly been through crowdfunding.
You know what I mean? I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. That'd be really smart to do that. And they were all in different languages, different countries, and things like that. So that was really cool as well. Yeah, I totally 100% agree with that. That was just introduced a little too early. But other than that, this is one of my favorite films. I'm glad I got to see it at the film festival. Came home and I was... Because I couldn't find it anywhere because it hadn't came out yet. But I believe... So I have the DVD. I found it at Disc Replay, but I think it may be on Tubi TV.
It's definitely on Tubi.
Okay, so it's on Tubi TV.
Yeah, because I was looking at all the different options on where to watch it, and the first one that came up was Tubi.
Yeah, on Tubi TV. So definitely, if you guys have the opportunity, find them on social media and ask them where can you find the movie, or if you want to go on Tubi TV to find it. Definitely watch it on there, but I like we always recommend buy the DVD so these people can take that money and use it towards making another film.
Absolutely.
So, we didn't give it away, so no spoilers on this one. The ending is like, whoa.
Boom. it's drop mic, and it's set up kind of like a found footage movie.
Yes, and that's what I liked about it. It's definitely. Because she tells you it's a documentary because they're supposed to be documenting their diet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But when it ends with, you know, like they found the footage and,
So I wonder, like, did the other take a... But anyway, I ain't going to say no more. So, thank you guys for listening. If you have... film recommendation. If you're an indie filmmaker or if you're an actress that was in a film, please email us at indieflixpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on social media under indieflixpodcast. Myself, Alan Wills, director Alan Wills on Facebook, and Alan Wills director on Instagram. Kales, I love your handle on Instagram.
Hollywood Kelly.
That's so freaking cool. That's so cool.
Well, and I've only been to Hollywood once. I get to go again next week. But
I earned that
years and years ago.
You earned the vacation because you definitely need it. And I'm going to be like you one day. I'm going to get one of those cards. I'm buying everything so I can spend $25 to go to Vegas.
Yeah, it was $11.
Oh, excuse me. $11 to go to Vegas.
$11.80.
In the whole 80 cents.
Yeah.
So... like I said, find them, find us. Say you like the films. Tell us you like the podcast. You can also comment on the Anchor app itself. And also, we post questions on there too. So leave an answer. with those questions. So, Kales, if there's anything else?
I don't think so.
All right, we will talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.